from Lake Sinisippi to Big Green and everything in between. We're talking about what's happening in your hometown. This is Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Wyla Lukashinsky with Kale Zomer up in the WBEV studio with you this morning. And Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to us by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. But I want to talk a little bit about Randy and his team over at Professional Floor Covering this morning, because he and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. But it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. And that your cabinetry is so important when you're putting together a kitchen. And that kitchen cabinetry, it's important to not only look beautiful, but last for years to come as well. And they partner with top brands to offer unrivaled quality and craftsmanship. From traditional to modern kitchen cabinets, their cabinetry team is here to help you to inspire and create your dream kitchen. Professional Floor Covering is an Abbey Design Center, and you can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. I'm excited this morning. I'm going to be joined by Steve Zimdars and James Raymond to talk about Let's Strike Out Cancer Together, a benefit for Cassie Raymond. I want to first of all thank you both for joining me this morning, and I'd love to start with a little bit of background about yourself and how it came to be that we are putting this event on coming up here in September 27th.
Well, Cassie and I have been bowling together since 2019, and this last year ended up finding out she had breast cancer, and then we were supposed to do Summer Fun League at Tower Lanes here in Beaver Dam.
Been friends with Cassie for about 6 years. And I love that it's a bowling event. That's how your friendship started for you.
Yes.
And then I guess flipping over to you, James, can you tell us a little bit about your relationship with Cassie and where you came to be and how you've been together for how long now?
It would be 5 years. We were married for 5 years, and but we met 2 years before in November. So we started going out. Met her at work. We work at Metalcraft in Mayville. And it started, and she got me into bowling. And then after we got married on September 19th of 2020, year of COVID.
Yeah, that was a busy year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then from there, we lived in Waupun for about 5 years. Then we moved to Mayville 2 years ago. And we've been bowling together. And like I said, just found out, you know, just an annual physical. And then they found out she had breast cancer, so...
And when you learned about the breast cancer, mm-hmm. it sounds like shortly after you decided that you were going to turn this into something that we can turn positive. Yeah, and that's where this event came to be. Can you tell us a little bit about what this actually is going to be on September 27th over at Tower Lanes?
So it's a 8-9-10 pin battle. So its first game is going to be an 8-pin tap. Second game is 9-pin tap. And the last game is regular game bowling. There's no handicap, so... anybody can bowl, take your chances, and that's about it.
For morons like me, I hear 8, 9, and 10-pin. 10-pin, you said, is normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is it literally just
you only have to knock down 8 pins. There's 10 pins, but you only have to knock down 8.
And you get credit for a strike with an 8.
For a strike, yeah.
Oh, see, that's where I can at least have a represented score, or at least a respectable one. Because, again, I'm a terrible bowler, guys. So... anybody can go over there. It's for a great cause. Even if you're someone like me who's got like a 46 average, you're going to be able to go over there, have a good time.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's what I like to hear.
They have a shot at a championship belt.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, so that's what we're playing for. Yeah, there's a championship belt on the line.
Yep.
I like that. Well, anything else that's going to be going on over at Tower Lanes? I know they've got awesome food over there.
Awesome food. We're also having 50-50 raffle. We have basket raffles donated by a bunch of businesses around the county, and silent auction, big items. We got a big recliner from Fred's Beds in Mayville.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, it's going to be a jam-packed event.
Yeah.
Opportunity to win some really cool prizes.
Yes.
And I imagine you want to get there early. So for this event, is there a time range that you're expecting all the festivities to take place?
Bowling starts at 1 o'clock. There's two time slots, 1 o'clock and 6 o'clock. But doors open at 11 at Tower, so that'll be when it all starts beginning.
Yeah, well, you want to make sure that you're fully fed. And yep. You yep. throw around some chances to win some prizes yep. mm-hmm. before you actually start bowling.
Get in on the auction. Get your bids early.
Yeah. Well, do you know off the top of your head some of the things that are going to be up for auction this year?
We got a quarter of a cow. We got 70-inch TV.
Ooh.
We got the recliner, as I said.
A tree.
Yeah.
Well, and so naturally this is all – it's going to be going to a good cause
yes,
too.
Yes.
So the money that is going to be raised at this, where exactly is that going?
It'll be going to their family and her medical expenses. It's not cheap to
no.
get rid of cancer. So.
No.
We were talking a little bit before we came on air here just because, I mean, there's a lot of us that you think you're fully insured and then something happens and then you find out at the end of the tunnel – wait a minute, we're going to have to pay for this. We're going to have to pay for that. And so,
and how do you do that?
And how do you do that?
You're working.
Yeah.
Quite literally, you're not able to work as you're trying to get healthy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so this is going to go obviously a long way, and we can come out and help out the Raymonds here. But when we come back, I want to take a quick break. When we do, I'd love to dive into a little bit about Cassie's story and, again, why people should be coming out to what's going to be a lot of fun here. And it's crazy to think that's only a month away. It's only a month away. I mean, September 27th is right around the corner.
Yep.
But we're going to step aside real quick, and when we come back, we're going to dive into Cassie's story here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Hey, it's Slumberland, Beaver Dam, and Watertown. Our doorbusters are going strong with our Labor Day sale. This three-piece sectional is only $997, and you get the free matching ottoman. Check out memory foam mattresses for as little as $99, or Lazy Boy chairs while supplies last, doorbuster weekend only, at $299. Check out amazing Ashley sectionals at $999. You can order the reverse side with the chaise. We've got sofas starting at $349 and interest-free financing for up to 36 months with a minimum purchase of $19.99 or more. Take advantage of all of our Labor Day doorbuster sales.
Summer just got a whole lot hotter with the WBEV 95K giveaway presented by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. Join us all summer long at any Brock Fry location from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and try to crack a code on our prize vault for your shot at winning $95,000. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to enter. One winner per household. One entry per person per stop. For complete rules and details and to find a complete Broad Fry schedule, visit DailyDodge.com.
Save big on your next painting project at Menards. Get long-lasting color with Pittsburgh's Grand Distinction Exterior Paint and Primer in one. It's highly dirt-resistant and provides a mildew-resistant coating. Save big on Grand Distinction Paint. The perfect combination of strength and beauty. Visit us in-store. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com. For more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam believes that everyone who labors has made America strong, prosperous, and a great country. To celebrate Labor Day, McKinstry's is having a store-wide sale. McKinstry's Home Furnishings showroom is filled with sofas, reclining sofas, sectionals, and chairs at unbeatable savings, like Lazy Boy recliners starting at $349 and love seats starting at $699. Also save big on Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses. Dining room and bedroom sets are also marked down for this event. Add the finishing touches to your home with pictures, area rugs, and accessories. McKinstry's offers you all the latest styles, always designed to fill your home with comfort and quality. Hurry in now and discover the Labor Day savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Sale ends Saturday, August 30th. McKinstry's will be closed on Monday, September 1st to celebrate Labor Day.
The Market at Beaver Dam is your one-stop shop for grilling and chilling this weekend. Grandpa's marinated chicken breasts are buy one, get one free. His famous pork brats are just $2.99 a pound for the family packs. Pair them with Granny's fresh baked buns, brat, hot dog, or hamburger, only $2.99 a package. Sweet corn is straight from Hoekstra's Market, and it is $5 a dozen. Don't miss Brew Pub Lots of Matzo Pizzas, buy one, get one free. Stock up on select Pepsi products, 4 for $12. Shop and save with The Market at Beaver Dam.
Your smile says a lot about who you are. Hi, I'm Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can warm a room, brighten someone's day, and make you feel unstoppable. At Columbus Family Dental, we're committed to unlocking the confidence that comes from an unforgettable grin. Family Dental, orthodontics, implants, and more. We offer everything dental under one roof. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering. You're listening to Hometown Today on the 5,000-watt flamethrower on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. I'm joined this morning by Steve Zimdars and James Raymond to talk a little bit about the Let's Strike Out Cancer Together benefit for Cassie Raymond. And going into the break, I teased it a little bit, but I would love to dive into the woman that we're doing this event for, and that is your wife, James, Cassie Raymond. Yep. Can you tell us a little bit about Cassie, what makes her a special person? Because you have to be a special person to have an event like this thrown for you. And that's going to be a blast here in about a month. But can you tell us a little bit about Cassie and your relationship?
She's big and she loves the ball. And like I said, she helps out others, and she won't say no to anybody. So,
especially bowling.
Yes, especially
bowling. She's just trying to get back on the lanes right now.
Yep, if she could bowl 5 days a week, she would bowl.
So I take she's probably a pretty good bowler too at this point too. Oh, yeah. If you're doing it five times,
yep.
I was just saying. She goes to state every year. Yep.
Wow. Okay, so real deal.
Yep.
Was it always for you? As this process has been going on, you were telling me a little bit before that this has been being put on since I think it was the beginning of summer. You said,
yep, beginning of summer. Like I said, we were going to do Towers Summer Fun League, which is the 8, 9, 10 pattern that we're doing for this event, which has inspired this, and then cancer happened, and now we're doing this.
Yeah, now
she has a lot of support from everybody, and that's what she needs.
What has it been like to feel that hug from the community so far? And
it's
I gotta imagine it's a pretty touching feeling.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing especially for the ones that donated so far, and it's. You know,
hopefully more will come.
More will come.
More the merrier.
Yeah.
Well, here in a month, I was going to say there's going to be plenty more. We've got the big event coming up September 27th right here at Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam. Great people over at Tower Lanes.
Thanks, can't Tower, say that. For
yeah, I mean, unbelievable people over there. We've been spoiled here being able to work with them too. But you were telling me a little that there are specific time slots that you can sign up for. So if you're like sitting there, you're like 1 and 6. I really can't do in the afternoon. We're going to be busy, kids' events, stuff like that. It's okay. You're going to be able to sign up for specific time slots, but how can people do that?
All right. You can contact me at the Facebook page. There's the phone number and everything on our event page. And you can stop in at Tower, too. They'll sign you up, I'm sure.
And the Facebook page, too. This morning I was throwing it in there. It's Let's Strike Out Cancer Together. Benefit for Cassie Raymond. It's an event page. You're going to find a lot of the information on there as well, times, all that fun stuff. So they can reach you through the Facebook page for specific time slots. And for whatever reason, if they have any questions about the event, can they go there as well to ask you?
If they want to donate or anything, any questions, you can come to that event page.
Well, and we mentioned the belt. Anytime there's a championship belt, you got my attention. I'm probably not going to be competing for it because it's for the actual good bowlers out there. But you have each a belt sponsor. So there's going to be, what, 4 belts? Yes. And how is that going to be broken up? What are people competing for?
So there's 2 belts, one for top male and top female for each time slot. And that would be your total score from all 3 games.
Just add it together. Highest score?
Yep.
You get the belt.
Yep. Highest score.
I like to know handicap too, because otherwise you're going to have people like me coming in again with like a 60-hour average and throw like a 90 game and somehow win the belt.
Yeah,
that doesn't feel exactly very fair to me. But I know that with events like this too, it takes a village, it takes a lot of help, and you have partners that you've been working with that have also made this event possible. Would you like to talk about them briefly here?
Yes, great shout out to Allphase Heating and Cooling. They sponsored one of the belts, and they're throwing a bowling ball that they're raffling off.
Ooh!
We got two bowling balls that are going to be raffled off here, if anybody's looking for a new ball.
Yeah, and we mentioned it before, but there are raffle baskets.
Yes.
So every time I love doing events like this. It's just a Wisconsin. This is new to me. Only about a year up here, but raffle baskets, 50-50. You mentioned I think one of the options that you can bid for is a quarter cow or something like that?
Yes. Yeah, that's donated by my family farm.
Oh, it's even cooler. So there's that personal touch as well. So if you got the jam-packed or wide-open freezer and you need a quarter cow, you know where to go September 27th. And then can we go over times again for people that might not have heard it in the earlier part of the show? When is this all going to be getting going, and when can they expect to be there until?
The doors open at 11 o'clock at Tower. You can start getting your bids in on the auction, get in on your raffles. And then bowling starts at 1 o'clock, first time slot 1 o'clock, and then second time slot is 6 o'clock.
Okay. So, and then you want to get there early. We know how good the food is over at Tower Lanes. It's special stuff. But you're going to be able to win these auctions as well, or potentially win them. Is the auction times, is that at the end of that second slot?
Yes. So, silent auction will go all day, and then we'll have basket raffles for each time slot.
And then, so it's two different. It's added incentive to be there for both of these if you want to.
Yep. You can get in on both time slots if you want to.
Yeah, I mean, that's an added chance to win.
Yep.
Now, for that, do I need to be in the building when you actually raffle off these baskets to win? Do you know that?
No, you do not. Well, you can write down your phone number and we'll contact you.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than knowing that your ticket was pulled and you had to leave 10 minutes early and all of a sudden now you're out of the bowling ball.
No, that's okay. We'll take your name and phone number and you'll get you. Prize.
I mean, that's what matters here. Is there a favorite thing or the thing that you're looking forward to most about this event and being able to see everybody come together and rally behind a special lady in Cassie?
Yeah, definitely like to see all those lanes filled up.
Yeah.
I should mention that it's $20 bowling fee for
$20. I mean, that's a great fee, though, for what, to play three games?
Yep, play three games. Yep. Your chance to win a genuine leather, made in USA, championship belt.
I love that. Hey, if belts involved, I'm involved. I love to hear that. And then, again, this is a way, bring family out. You want to have a day, you turn it into a bowling day with the kids. Or you bring the special person in your life. Come out, and it's going to not only be a blast, but you're, again, you're helping out a very special lady in Cassie. And I know that we have what people out there watching too. But Cassie, I imagine she's been feeling the love and support from a lot of people at this point. What has it been like for her knowing that this event, and it takes a lot of effort, a lot of time, while everything else is going on? How has she been looking forward to this event coming up?
She's been getting excited for it, hearing what's going on, and then just, like I said, she just can't wait for it. You know, she's like, I'm not going to bowl, but I'm going to be there if I can, you know.
Well, and that's a Saturday, too. Yeah. So if you're a football fan, they got TVs over at Tower.
Oh, yeah.
So I know a lot of people are like, I can't miss the Badgers game or whatever.
They'll have that on. All the TVs.
The Badgers are going to be on. There's going to be good food, an opportunity for prizes. And then you're doing something good at the end of the day, too. Yeah. So you get the rally around that as well.
Yeah.
Got to point out, I've never seen until you did this phone – did like the flip open with the face. I didn't even know these things exist.
I got one too.
Do you actually?
We have the same phone,
This is like a brand new world for me right now. I'd be scared every time I keep looking down and I see that there. Anyways, falling apart on you. But before we wrap up, we only have about a minute left. Is there anything else that we need to hammer home or we want to talk about before we say goodbye this morning?
I'll shout out to all the sponsors, Allphase Heating and Cooling, Metalcraft of Mayville, Kevin Small Engines in Fox Lake, and then Zimdar's Beef Vigsonia.
Yeah, well, a quarter cow. We very much appreciate you guys.
Yep.
Say, get involved in that. And then, James, for you, is there anything else that you want to say or want to hammer home before we say goodbye this morning?
Hope everybody can come out to this event. You know, we're looking forward to it, and hopefully anybody else that wants to have fun and help support our family, we would appreciate it.
Hey, absolutely. Well, I really appreciate both of you jumping in this morning. I can't wait to hear how this event goes. I know I'm a big college football guy. I've got no excuse not to be over there embarrassing myself and watching some football on September 27th. So thank you both again for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to step aside for a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Graper Farms, who actually just became a Century Farm this past year. That'll be next on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Corey Oil is your source for fuel, oil, and lubricants, powering everything from homes to highways. They supply diesel exhaust fluid for trucking and farming. Use their premium lube oils for cars, trucks, industrial manufacturing, racing, and farming. Corey Oil also offers convenient fuel delivery services for home heating, truck fuel, off-road and farming fuel, and gas. The locally owned and operated team at Corey Oil has been serving and supporting this community since 1980. Learn more about their services at CoreyOil.com or contact any of their locations in Southern Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With 14 children still hospitalized and the families of two others now planning funerals in Minnesota, people who live near Annunciation Catholic School and church are still shaken up by what happened. Patrick Scallon held hands with one of the injured girls after a gunman opened fire in the church.
I know they'll be grieving for a while, but this place, they'll come back. And it'll be great, but it'll take a little time. And I just feel bad for the healing process that has to take place, but it's going to come back.
The shooter firing into the church's stained glass windows and taking their own life afterwards. Lisa Cook, the Federal Reserve governor who President Trump claimed to have fired over alleged mortgage fraud, has just filed the lawsuit she threatening against the president over the move. The suit filed in D.C. District Court names Chairman Jerome Powell and the Board of Governors as defendants. This is ABC News.
The two best things in life are great sleep from Slumberland Furniture and your favorite radio station. This is 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Two state prisons in Dodge County are getting new leadership. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections says Brad Milogic is leaving Waupun Correctional, but he's not going far. He'll be the next warden at Fox Lake Correctional. Meanwhile, Kenya Mason will be the new warden at Waupun Correctional. Her most recent job was deputy warden at Racine Correctional. Both start their new jobs on September 8th. Governor Evers is formally requesting a presidential disaster declaration after severe storms and flooding in southeast Wisconsin. Historic rain and flooding swept families out of their homes and did a lot of damage on August 9th and 10th. The final decision is up to President Trump. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Wisconsin today. The White House says Vance is visiting a steel fabrication facility in La Crosse to promote President Trump's tax cuts and their impact on working families and businesses. Area Democratic leaders plan to organize protests. The former dean of students at Sun Prairie West High School is indicted on federal child pornography charges after a hearing yesterday. Robert Gilkey Meisegeiger faces up to 40 years in prison. He's due back in court on Tuesday to face state charges. A couple of Dodge County communities are getting money from the state for infrastructure. Clyman is getting $1 million to improve its water system. Iron Ridge and Lamira will get $1 million each for street and utility improvements. 21 communities in Wisconsin are splitting $18 million. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Diamondbacks edged the Brewers 3-2 last night at American Family Field. Recently signed Eric Fetty took the loss for Milwaukee. Cubs lost as well, so the lead still 6.5 games in the National League Central over the Northsiders. Series wraps up today at 12:35, the broadcast time on 95.3. Badger football team opens their season tonight as they host Miami, Ohio at Camp Randall. Coverage begins at 6 o'clock. The kickoff set for 8 on 95.3 WBEV. Packers filled out their practice squad yesterday. Included linebacker Kristen Welch, who is from Iola, Wisconsin, also receiver McCole Hardman. They did not re-sign Taylor Elgersmar, Sean Clifford at QB, but inked QB Clayton Toon. away from the Arizona Cardinals. High school football tonight, Marshall plays host to Lake Mills. You can watch it at 7 o'clock on Daily Dodge TV. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
It's easier than ever to check your annual mammogram off your to-do list. Walk into Prairie Ridge Health in Columbus on the last Tuesday of any month to get your yearly mammogram. No appointment or referral needed. If you're over 40 years old and due for a yearly screening mammogram, just bring your insurance card and the name of your physician with you. Visit anytime between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. on the last Tuesday of every month. Learn more about the walk-in program and confirm upcoming dates at prairieridge.health.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Sunshine, blizzards, downpours, even school and community closings. Never get caught off guard with the latest weather conditions and cancellations at dailydodge.com. Brought to you by Surefire Heating and Air Conditioning.
Highs around 71 today under mainly clear skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies, tonight lows dip down to about 47. Slight chance of rain showers, tomorrow high of 70. Partly cloudy Saturday with a high of 72. 75 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Look, Dad, I can fly!
I can't protect my kids from everything. And when it comes to preventable illnesses, I can protect their health. My kids can't fly, but they can be protected from measles. The MMR vaccine has protected millions of kids worldwide, and I trust it to protect mine.
Measles is serious and can lead to pneumonia and even deafness. But just two doses of the MMR vaccine are 97% effective at preventing it. Learn more about the MMR vaccine at dhs.wisconsin.gov/vaccine-facts.
Hey, it's Daisy with Slumberland Beaver Dam. Our remodeling sale is going on right now, and you can save big during our mess. Stop in and take a look at all of the fun projects that we're doing inside the store and save with up to 80% off of list prices. Everything in the store is marked down, from clearance merchandise to mattresses to special purchase items. Sofas, sectionals, and Lazy Boy chairs are all yours at massive discounts. Take advantage of our messy days during our remodeling sale going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam.
Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and you're listening to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. And McKinstry's in downtown Beaver Dam believes that everyone who labors has made America strong, prosperous, and a great country. And to celebrate Labor Day, McKinstry's is having a store-wide sale. That's right, McKinstry's showroom is filled with sofas, reclining sofas, sectionals, and chairs at unbeatable savings, like Lazy Boy recliners, starting at $349, and Love Seats starting at $699. Also, you can save big on Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses. They have dining room and bedroom sets are also marked down for this event right now. And then, of course, that you can add the finishing touches to your home with pictures, area rugs, and accessories. And McKinstry's offers you all the latest styles, always designed to fill your home with comfort and quality. Hurry in now and discover the Labor Day savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. The sale ends this Saturday, August 30th, and they will be closed on Monday, September 1st to celebrate Labor Day. So make sure you jump in at the opportunity to get over there for the Labor Day sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. I'm excited this morning. I am joined by Altine Graper Hesbeck, talking a little bit about the Graper Farm that just became a Century Farm this year. And I was
summer.
I didn't know. I'm not a Wisconsinite. No. I'm like new Wisconsinite here. I hadn't heard of Century Farms before. Can you tell us what this award is and then why this is a great thing for Graper Farms?
Well, the Century Award is given to farms that have been in a particular family ownership for 100 years. We received the award this year at the Wisconsin State Fair. There were a number of recipients throughout the state. And then they also gave awards for the sesquicentennial, and that was 150-year ownership. And there were also recipients for that award.
Oh, well, 150. We're getting closer than we might think, because I know that you get the 100-year award this year, but you were telling me a little before we got going here, it's actually a little older than that, too, and it's been in the family a little longer than that as well.
It is. The farm came into Graper ownership in 1915, so it's really 110 years, but I hadn't done the research until my family was prompting me to get the abstracts out. It's very interesting. Years ago when you bought property, you didn't just get a sheet of title insurance. You got the abstract. And those are very interesting reading. And so I went back in the abstract and found that, in 1850, the land was actually deeded from the United States government to a private party. But that was 1850. But then in 1915, it was purchased by Henry Graper, which was my late husband, Dick Graper's grandfather.
Yeah, so you married into this family.
I did.
So this, you weren't a Graper. You weren't on the farm your entire life.
No, I feel like a proxy recipient here.
No, that is not true. You're part of the family. That's part of the beauty of it. Yeah. Marriage, you become one. But when did that happen? When did you marry Dick, and when did you become a part of this farm?
1966, we were married.
All right, so yeah, you earned the right. I mean, you were over half of the time that this was in the Graper name. Yeah, you absolutely are not by proxy.
Yeah.
So what have you done through the years on Graper Farm? What is your story?
Well, it's been interesting for certain, and I wouldn't want to trade that lifestyle for anything. But we were a dairy farm, and I credit Dick's hard work and work ethic for continuing to grow the farm as he did. And we always had dairy cattle, and we were large enough that we were able to have hired help as well. And so a lot of my job was cooking. So we always had a lot of people at our tables.
Oh, I like that. Well, it's 'cause, of course, again, Dick probably was working crazy long hours to make that farm what it's become now.
Yeah. Yeah, and we milked cows on several farms, and we had help. We had some very good help over the years. We had one gentleman, Art Breaker. Many people would know that name in this area. He worked on our farm for 50 years, and he and his wife lived next door to us, raised their family next door to us, and we became very close.
I mean, and I think that's a testament to what you were doing over there at that farm, too, that you did have people that wanted to literally lay down, plant their flag, so to speak, and say, I am a part of this farm, too. This is an amazing place.
Yeah, we enjoyed having them there. And then after Dick became ill and passed away, Art stayed on, and Art and I were able to keep things running for, I think, 17 years after Dick's death. So it was a good amount of work, but thanks to the good help.
Well, what is the future looking like for Gravedigger Farms? Like, how does that go? This is like a new world for me.
Well, the future is we have three daughters, and so they're interested in maintaining ownership of the farm. And I have the land rented out now to an area farmer, Krenz Farms, and they're doing a good job for us raising crops there now. We don't have cattle any longer, the girls are interested in continuing that.
And turning it more into like a vegetable farm, so to speak?
Cash crops, corn and soybeans and a little bit of wheat.
And that's a lot of work, too. So it's exciting to know that you do have that passion in the family to keep it going. Because I know some farmers, that's a little harder to convince family members to stay a part of it going forward. So that's really special.
We raised our family on the farm. And we're happy to do that. And it was a good place to raise a family. And the girls were all involved in 4-H. And they learned a lot from those years. And it was good family time together. And I think they want to continue that aspect. A number of the neighbors have now gotten interested in going back and looking at their records and seeing when their farms came into family ownership.
Yeah.
So I'm certain there's some others that are going to qualify. So that'll be exciting and interesting. On one of our farms up the road, someone is writing a book for her family history, and so she wanted me to go back and get the history on that farm. So I've done that for her so that she can have the information for her family book.
Well, I mean, you've pretty much laid the groundwork now. A lot of these other groups in the area and farms are like, wait a minute, being a Century Farm sounds pretty sweet. What was at the State Fair, what was that actual ceremony like?
Oh, it was interesting in that the recipient and three other family members could come. A total of four persons could come for a breakfast. And it was a very nice breakfast, co-sponsored by Hillshire Farms. And we had white tablecloths and flowers, fresh flowers on the table. And, of course, Hillshire Farm sausage. And we had a nice breakfast there. And then there was the presentation of awards for centennial and sesquicentennial.
Sesquicentennial, that was a word that I'd never thought I was going to hear until today.
150 years, yeah.
All right, well, good. Well, we're only about 40 years away from Great Performance
too. I told the girls that's up to them.
No, we're going to keep you around for that, whether you like it or not. But Altine Graper Hess back today. You're joining me talking about the Graper Farms. That is now a Century Farm. We only have about a minute or two left, but I'd love to throw it over to you. Is there anything that we need to hit on today or...
Well, you know, I'm sorry that there aren't so many small dairy farms as they were, but things have changed and evolved. We only have one farm in the neighborhood now, Leppel Farms, that are milk producers, and they've really modernized. They have all robotic milkers and all. They have a very nice farm. That's the only dairy farm left in our neighborhood now.
Wow. Really?
So, yeah. It's interesting watching the robot milk the cows.
That's like a new world to me, too. I saw it when we did a breakfast that we had this year, which I remember from off the top of my head. I'm failing them. But walking around and actually seeing the, like, metal, what would you even call it, when they're milking the udders, like you're saying.
Yeah.
That's like a wild thing to me that we've actually got to that technology point.
Yeah. They go on automatically and they go off automatically. And the neck marker on the cow records how much milk she gave and what time she was in there and gave her milk.
That's unbelievable.
It's all computerized.
See, we're moving into the future. I'm not ready. It's maybe not what people thought of with the Jetsons, but I was going to say, in the dairy world, it's got to be like seeing flying cows.
Well, it's also that automated and technical. So I'm glad I'm not doing it any longer with a crop farming. The GPS on all the tractors and the planters and the sprayers and you have to be a techie to farm nowadays.
Well, that's beyond me. So I don't know. I probably won't be continuing being a farmhand. I apologize. But Altine, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And congratulations. This is an awesome achievement. I'm glad that you were able to find it through the abstract.
Very good. Thank you.
Absolutely. We're going to step aside for one final break today. And when we come back, Kale and I are going to let you know what's going on in the area. That's next on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
We've got a pair of high school football games coming up this week on Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. First of all, Thursday night on a DDTV exclusive, Marshall plays host to Lake Mills at the 7 o'clock kickoff. Then on Friday night, Beaver Dam heads to Menominee Falls on ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. It's presented by Columbus Family Dental, Hometown Glass and Improvement, and the Beaver Dam Unified School District. High school football this Thursday and Friday on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Get started on your painting project and save big money at Menards. Zinsser Fast Prime 2 Plus Primer and Sealer is the go-to solution for tackling nearly any surface that needs to be sealed. Its fast dry time and excellent high hiding formula allows for it to be used as a versatile everyday primer. Save big money on Zinsser Fast Prime 2 Plus Primer now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
School's back, and the market at Beaver Dam is making lunchbox packing a breeze. Right now, it's the Buy 5, Save $5 event. Grab any 5 participating items, mix or match, and save $5 instantly. Stock up on essentials like Kraft Miracle Whip, Capri Sun, Ore-Ida Fries and Tots, A1 Sauce, Hidden Valley Ranch, Kraft Singles, Oscar Mayer Lunchables, and so much more. Don't forget to use your My Market app for A-plus deals all around the store. Make this school year delicious and affordable at the market at Beaver Dam.
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments, Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in 6. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
At Preferred Dental Partners, our core values are more than just something we put on our wall. They're something we live out. Core value number 2 is the wow experience. This means that from the moment you walk in the door until the time you leave, we want to provide an experience for our patients that is unlike anything you've had before. There are lots of choices of dentists, and we never want anyone to feel they have to be here. We want them to choose to be here because they feel heard, welcomed, and well cared for. If you want to see what the wow experience is about, call or text Preferred Dental Partners today.
I remember brushing my hair and looking down and thinking, oh my gosh, do I have any hair left?
I used to look at women with thick, beautiful hair and think, why doesn't my hair look like that?
My thinning hair is making me feel so old.
If you want thick, healthy, gorgeous hair, then you need hair volume from New Nordic. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, hair volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair and hello to thick, healthy hair with hair volume.
Since taking hair volume, the shedding has all but stopped.
Now, instead of being jealous of other women's hair, I have friends who are jealous of mine.
My hairdresser couldn't believe the difference in my hair. Now she's using hair volume too.
Available as a tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com, or find Hair Volume in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
Jeans Beaver Floral has new wind chimes in stock. They range in sizes from 14 inches to 36 inches and at various price points. They make long-lasting gifts for weddings, birthdays, a new birth, grand opening, or sympathy offerings. You can add a steel antique chime stand to finish the gift if the recipient has no place to hang it. Some chimes are more simple, and some have verses of the Lord's Prayer and footsteps in the sand. Jeans Floral makes gift-giving easy with flowers, plants, chimes, balloons, and other gift-giving options. Flowers and gifts for thoughtful giving and casual living. That's Jeans Beaver Floral. Give them a call at 920-885-3365 for a delivery or to discuss chime options, or visit them at jeansbeaverfloral.com.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing together friends and neighbors on Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Kale, it is great to see you right now. Looking good in that Badgers. I know it's obviously Badgers night, but before we jump into Badgers, I tell you what, you had a kind of a good luck moment last night that you got to share for us.
You know, Wally, I am chronically unlucky. Like, I am not the guy you want to bring gambling with you because you will absolutely lose. However, I'm starting to think that maybe I'm a good luck charm, because on Tuesday afternoon, I was out broadcasting live at Mayville Golf Course, hanging out there with Randy and Chef Josh. Had a great time. Got to try some really good ribs, by the way. And last night, I'm watching the Brewer game, and Mayville Golf Course comes up as the tavern of the game. So I'm thinking I might be a little bit of a good luck charm.
I'm going to give you credit for that. If you were there for that same day, I mean, there's, 81 home games? I mean, that's not exactly juiced odds, so I'm going to give you a little credit there, Kale.
I might be a good luck charm, but Brewers back in action this afternoon, wrapping up their four-game series with the Diamondbacks. We'll have that game for you here on 95.3 WBEV, 12:35 for the pregame this afternoon. And then Wally kind of mentioned it, got the busted out the old jacket here for the Wisconsin Badgers, kicking off their big football season tonight.
I know, and you can obviously hear that listening here as well, and you're going to have Corey Sparks actually on the post-game show. I'm going to have him on as soon as I leave the high school game. I know we're covering Marshall and Lake Mills tonight as well on Daily Dodge TV, but as soon as I get out of that, I'm flipping on the radio, I'm listening to the rest of the Badgers, and then I'm going to listen and probably give Corey Sparks a call on the post-game show. So you got no excuse. You got a lot of sports to be listening to tonight on ESPN Beaver Dam and WBEV. So if you're not prepared for us tomorrow to come back and celebrate what was going to be a great night of sports, hopefully a Brewers win, a Badgers win, and a great high school football contest, then you're out of luck. I don't know what to tell you.
It's just one of those days. Like, if you're a sports fan whatsoever, even a casual sports fan, this is one of those days you're like, yeah, let's go.
You live for this.
Let's go.
Fall's officially back when you get there today.
Playoff baseball's
around the corner. The crisp in the air, Badgers football. Make sure you are tuned in.
Going to be fun. No shortage of things to pay attention to today.
You ain't kidding, Kale. But I want to thank you, as always, for being the man, making us sound good and doing the hard work. And that's going to do it for us today. We'll be back one more time this week. Tomorrow, same time, same place, here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily.